The term robotic arm covers a variety of mechanical devices, from robots that weld cars' chassis to the remotely controlled crane used on the International Space Station. In between are artificial arms developed for humanoid robots or for people who lost the limb. A robotic arm developed at the Federal Polytechnic School in Lausanne in Switzerland, built in cooperation with robotic manufacturer SimLab, is capable of grabbing even flying objects. Researcher Sung-Soo Kim says its processor takes only milliseconds to calculate three parameters.
The first thing is to predict the whole trajectory. Second thing is to find the best catching posture. And third thing is generator arm motion.
Catching a tennis racket seems easy compared to catching a half-empty water bottle, with liquid sloshing in flight and unpredictably changing its trajectory. But what we know how to do instinctively, the robotic arm had to learn from scratch. Researcher Ashwini Shukla says different objects were thrown in its direction many times until its processor learned to compare and predict their flight.
We teach the robot how to reach towards an object from many different directions. And at the same time, we also teach it the coordination that it needs to have between the arm and the fingers to be able to successfully catch the object.
The team's leader, Professor Aude Billard, is proud of their achievement.
This capacity to predict accurately very complex trajectory of what we call the grasping point, which is nonlinear, that is the major scientific advance.
Researchers hope their robotic arm may someday be used to grab and retrieve fast-moving and rotating space debris, whose rapidly growing number is threatening other functioning objects, including the International Space Station. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.